We've got a very special get-together that's happening April 27th. It's a very special fundraiser. Joining us on the phone lines with details is Andrew Maver with Stratford Culinary Club. Good morning, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing, Jamie?
Good. It's good to chat. It's been a while since we've had a conversation, but we've got a very special event coming up at the end of the month with Stratford Culinary Club. Andrew, what's happening?
Well, it's kind of our big community project for the semester. So it's called the 26 Million Meal, and it's a dinner that's a fundraiser in support of Stratford Welcomes Refugees, which is a local group that works to help kind of permanently settle families in Stratford.
Okay, so what have we got planned for the evening?
Well, the kind of partnership on this dinner has we've got a good number of things going on that that the organization is doing and that we're doing. So we have Medea Hamidi is coming in and kind of working with the kids to cook a pretty amazing meal informed by the cuisine of her native Syria. Lots of fun stuff on the menu, and then we also have a silent auction. We may have some music as well, so it's going to be a pretty fun night.
And can you tell us about the avocado with Stratford District Secondary School for maybe folks not familiar with it?
Yeah, for sure. It's been running since around 2004, actually. It was the first student-run kind of alternative to a cafeteria in Ontario. And it's open to students of the school. We're open usually 2 to 3 days a week right now. And kids in the school can come in and purchase food made by students that's healthy and super inexpensive and made completely from scratch.
So again, this is a very special fundraiser with the Culinary Club with Stratford District Secondary School with the avocado. Can you give us a little sort of sample or a taste of the menu that we can expect?
Yeah, for sure. So we're doing traditional kind of hummus and flatbread as an appetizer, and there's like a mezza kind of main course, so a bunch of kind of family-style plates, including chicken shish kebab, where the actual shish kebab swords are being made by one of the other classes at the school, which is kind of cool. And then like fattoush and tabbouleh and a bunch of stuff, and then like this really, really rich cheese pastry for dessert. So it's pretty awesome, and all the profits are going to Stratford Welcomes Refugees.
Well, that is terrific. So again, the tickets, of course, are going to be limited. Seating is going to be limited. And is there two sittings through that evening?
Yeah, we're doing an early and a late, 5 and 7. So people can come in, they can go and kind of peruse the silent auction, and then eat, and then go and check back and see if they want anything or not, and then proceed home happy and full.
Absolutely. And yeah, as you mentioned, you got to check out the silent auction, and I'm sure lots of prizes, even more prizes still coming in for that.
Yeah, I've heard some of the stuff coming in. I'm pretty excited about it. So it's going to be fun. It should be a really nice community event. It should be pretty lively, and you know, I love doing... I love any time where we can set up the students with like an opportunity to do something that's really good for the community and is also just straight up fun.
Oh, absolutely. So again, this dinner is to benefit Stratford Welcomes Refugees. And again, what's the best way to get tickets?
We're doing them through Eventbrite because this one is kind of a partnership with the organization, so they've kind of facilitated that. You can hop on and just check out Avocado SDSS on Instagram or any of the school or board social media.
And be sure to get your tickets. And tickets are just $50, but this is for just a great evening out. All right. Anything else, Andrew, that we didn't cover?
No, I don't think so, Jamie. It's a pretty quick rundown.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it sounds like a great event. And Andrew, just before we let you go, you know, we haven't chatted for quite some time. How did it go over the holidays in terms of, I know you have the special deliveries with the meals that go out, but I know the weather played a factor and everything like that. How did it turn out in the end?
Yeah, it turned out. The weather definitely was a factor. I made it in there at about 6 a.m. on the 24th, getting ready to go, and took one look around and was like, this is not happening today, not safely. So we ended up doing it as a boxing day meal. Got a lot of help in. The students who would have helped on the 24th came back in, helped on the 26th. We were able to deliver something in the range of 200 meals, the majority of which went to people who otherwise would not have had anything like that around the holidays. I do wish, obviously, that, as I think pretty much everybody wishes, that we hadn't been hit with such an apocalyptic storm on that day. But I have some funny stories from it that I'm not going to go into on the air right now, but there was it was a lively day, let's put it that way.
And a Boxing Day meal is just as much fun. There you go. Well, again, thanks for...
Yeah.
And thanks for everything that you do, Andrew. And again, we'll pass along the details on this very special get-together that is coming up for April 27th with the Culinary Club with Stratford District Secondary School at the Avocado. Andrew, thank you so much for all the details. We wish you great success with this fundraiser.